Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 150 for Thursday, November 19th. I'm Phil Franz Warkentin. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was down Thursday after trading to both sides of unchanged in choppy activity. Canola ended down by $1 to over $2, the January contract down $1.80 at $465.30 per ton. Generally bearish chart signals and a firmer Canadian dollar accounted for some of the selling pressure, although prices did manage to hold above nearby support. Ideas that Canada's canola crop was likely at least a million tons larger than the current official stats can estimate also weighed on prices as the big supply situation has end users reluctant to chase values higher. However, exporters and domestic crushers were still showing solid demand on any moves lower that helped keep canola range-bound overall. Gains in Chicago soybeans and soy oil also helped lend some spillover support. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat all higher on the day, boosted by good weekly export demand. Soybeans were up 2 to 3 cents, the January contract up 2 at $8.60 per bushel. Weekly U.S. soybean sales at 1.8 million tons topped trade estimates and contributed to the strength. Soy oil and soy meal weekly sales were also solid. However, a lack of any fresh bullish production news out of South America limited the advances, with the large supply potential from that continent overhanging the market. The latest Brazilian forecasts are calling for some much-needed rain in a few of the drier areas, and that should boost yield prospects. Corn was up 1 to 2 cents, the December contract up 2 at $3.64 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn sales at about 780,000 tons topped market expectations, which was supportive. A downward revision to the International Grain Council's world corn production estimate was also supportive, but a slowdown in U.S. ethanol production tempered the gains, as demand for corn from the renewable fuel sector is showing signs of softening. Wheat was up 3 to 9 cents, the December contract in Chicago up 7 at $4.91 per bushel. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales came in at over 700,000 tons. That far surpassed trade estimates and the previous week's disappointing level. Speculative short covering contributed to the gains in wheat as prices recovered from yesterday's lows. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday, November 19th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Franz Warkentin.